This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Prime Minister Rishi Sunak for wide-ranging talks on Thursday as the British leader made his first White House visit as premier. Reporters are waiting at this very moment for post-talk news conference, which should happen at any minute. The leaders' Oval Office talks are expected to cover the war in Ukraine, China, economic security, international cooperation on regulating the growth field of artificial intelligence, and more. As bystanders screamed for help, a man with a knife stabbed four children between 22 months and 3 years old Thursday, according to authorities. They say the attacker repeatedly assaulted one child while still in the stroller. Some of them are fighting for their young lives. Two adults were also wounded in the horrific assault in a lakeside park in the French Alps. A police official told Reuters the attacker was a Syrian national with legal refugee status in France. He was not known to security agencies, and his motives were unclear. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in the flood-hit region of Kherson on Thursday to evaluate response to damage caused by a dam breach. Meanwhile, exclusive AP drone footage has shown the state of the collapsed Ukrainian dam and its surrounding areas. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The footage was filmed by an Associated Press team that flew a drone over the Kekhova Dam on the Dnieper River. The video shows the ruined structure falling into the flooded river, as well as hundreds of submerged homes, greenhouses, and even a church. Most notably, throughout the footage, there was no sign of life. Russia accused Ukraine of bombarding the structure, which was under Moscow's control, while Ukraine alleged that Russia blew it up from within. I'm Karen Chamas.